Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
You can tweet along, too, with Murder Monday. Use the hashtag Murder Monday Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Back in 2007, a triple murder took place in Cheshire, Connecticut that terrified Alex so much it's been permanently stamped in her brain since the moment she first heard about it. If someone breaking into your home and killing your family, like your entire family, is one of your biggest fears, today's Murder Monday may not be for you. It might actually scare the crap out of you. Every Monday, we welcome our guest and friend Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana in studio to tell us a few true crime stories and bring attention to Crime Stoppers, which lets you anonymously give tips on unsolved crimes here in Indy by calling 317-262-TIPS. That's 317-262-TIPS. Ashley Flowers, tell us here today about the Cheshire murders.
Yeah. So this actually takes place in Cheshire, Connecticut, which is a really small town, like less than 30,000 people. And the story starts with two men meeting. The one's named Josh, who's in his 20s, and one named Steve, who's in his 40s. And these two men have a history with breaking the law, burglaries, drug abuse. They're in and out of prison. And they actually meet at a halfway house. And they go their separate ways for a while. But in 2007, Steve, who's the older one, goes through a really rough time and actually tries to kill himself with by overdosing on drugs, but he fails. And when he fails, he goes to an AA meeting where he runs back into Josh. And it was just this happenstance meeting. And they're talking about how they're really struggling getting by. And Josh says, you know, I'm still doing all this illegal stuff. And what I'm finding I'm making the most money at is robbing houses in Cheshire. There's a ton of these really wealthy families. And I make away with a ton of great stuff. They don't have alarm systems. We should go in and do this together. So they start robbing houses in Cheshire together. Nothing violent happens. They're getting away with it. But they're starting to do more and more and more. And everything kind of changes on Sunday, July 22nd of 2007. And Josh is at a Stop and Shop, which is like a grocery store. And he's waiting on a friend. And that night, he and Steve had planned to rob somebody, but they didn't know who yet. While at this Stop and Shop, he sees a woman and her daughter, who's about 11 years old, shopping. And he becomes infatuated with her daughter.
Ew.
He has some pedophilic tendencies, and he decides that he wants to follow them. So he follows them all around the grocery store while they do their shopping, while they check out. Then when they get in their car, he actually follows them all the way to their house. And he realizes that not only is he obsessed with this girl, but they're also wealthy. So he calls his friend Steve and says, hey, I found the perfect victim. We're going to do this house that I found, but we have to wait till later on in the evening. So at 3:00 in the morning, Steve and Josh come back to the house and they kind of scope it out. And they see that the dad, his name's Bill, is sleeping on the couch. And so Josh, the younger one, grabs a baseball bat out of the yard and actually gets into the house. And he sees Steve through the window. And Steve's motioning, like, hit him with the bat, hit him. And so Josh raises the baseball bat and just wails on him.
Ugh.
Over.
Oh,
and
gross.
Over and over. And Steve comes in. And even though this guy is bleeding everywhere, he's still conscious. And so they hold him at gunpoint, take him down to the basement, and actually tie him up in the basement. He's got like 3-4-inch deep gashes in his head, just like losing blood.
It's like Negan from like The Walking Dead is hitting everybody with a bat. That's insane.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Crazy.
So they know that other people are in this house. They know there's at least a mother and a daughter, possibly more. So then they go upstairs and they find the mother and the younger daughter sleeping together. And so what they do is they put their hand over their mouth and then he shakes them awake. And that's how they wake up.
Oh, gosh, that's my worst fear.
And they find that there's an older daughter named Haley as well. And they shake her awake too. They tie all of the women up in the house.
How old are the girls?
The girl, Haley's about 15 and Michaela, the younger one, is 11.
Okay.
So they tie everyone up, they raid the house, and there's just nothing there. Nothing worth a ton. They're really disappointed. But what they find is a bank book. And they realize if they wait until the morning, they can get Jennifer, the mother, to go with them to the bank and withdraw like $15,000. So they're kind of killing time, waiting till the bank's open in the morning. But while they're waiting, they're getting really paranoid. They're realizing that their fingerprints are everywhere, their DNA is everywhere. And so Steve decides, I'm going to get some containers, go fill up these with gas. And then when we're done here, we're going to put the family outside and we're just going to torch the place so they can't tie it back to us.
Oh, brother.
So at 7:05 in the morning, he gets about $10 worth of gas, comes back to the house, and by then he can start loading up Jennifer to take her to the bank. They get to the bank and they go alone, and he can't go in with her because remember, this is a really small town. So if she goes in with some random man, people are going to notice. So he has to send her in by herself. And so she walks into the bank and her heart is just pounding. She's freaking out.
She's got to ask for help.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know because he said, if you get the police involved, I have your whole family at home with Josh. I'm going to have him kill your entire family.
Of course.
So she walks up to the teller and the teller asks, you know, how can I help you? And she's just sweating and freaking out and she doesn't know, do I do what they want? Do I just get the money and leave? Or do I take this opportunity? This might be the only one that I have and try and save my family.
You gotta save the family, right? You call the cop. You say, call the cops right now.
I've got chills.
All right, we're going to continue Murder Monday next here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us right now. Use the hashtag Murder Monday and let us know what you think about this.